You can read the Bible to figure out history. Is there a lot of history in the Bible? Tons of history. You can pick up other ancient sources to find out what happened during the time of the Egyptians. The Bible is rich in history, and there are a lot of wows by just reading certain sections of the Bible. It's fantastic. Another motivation, you can turn it again. Here's another motivation for reading the Bible. The pastor assigned it, so I have to do it. Ugh. How did it feel when you were assigned to read To Kill a Mockingbird? And you had to read it, or Shakespeare. Oh, I have to read it. See, if that's the motivation, someone just assigned it, that's going to give a view for what you get from the words that are right in front of you. Now, this morning, here's the challenge. And I believe this is what Paul's getting at. It's kind of detailed, but I think this is what he's doing here in chapter 3. Paul's saying you got to turn it one more time. You got to be motivated to read the Bible this way. To let God speak to us and our hearts. This is what Ephesians chapter 3 is getting at. To let God's word speak to our hearts. And we can see that if we only read the Bible for information or history, we're not really going to get at why it was written. Now, if we do read the Bible just without taking it to that notch, that turn, so that it speaks to our hearts, we really limit what God's word can do in our lives. It's not as full-flavored as it should be. It doesn't really have the effect on us that it should. Just a couple weeks ago, we actually went on vacation, Kai and Claire, and we got to do roller coaster rides, which was really exciting, and so proud of the girls. They did great on the roller coasters. And we did some water rides as well, but on one of those rides, we had to wait a long time. Do you remember that one that we waited a long time for? Yeah, it was painful, wasn't it? It was Thunder Canyon. We waited over an hour to go on this water ride on this park. And then when you went on the ride, it took how long? Like 4 minutes? Yeah. Now, thankfully, we didn't spend all our time at Thunder Canyon. We probably only would have gone on it 5 times. That would have been our day of the entire theme park. And we would have missed, dozens of other rides at that theme park, and we would have gotten a perspective that was very small and not really true for what the entire theme park was. You see, my friends, that can happen too if we don't turn the kaleidoscope of reading the Bible to read it to a point that it really pierces our hearts, as if God is speaking directly to us. Paul's concerned here. The Ephesians knew a whole bunch of things. They didn't have the Old Testament, or they didn't have the entire Bible. It wasn't all put together at this point. But they had all the Old Testament. They had the knowledge. They also had all the knowledge about Jesus and what he had done. They knew about the distinction between Jews and Gentiles. They knew. They had a lot of head knowledge. But Paul's concern was that they weren't reading it directly for their hearts. It was an intellectual enterprise only. We have the same problem today. There was a survey a couple years ago about how Christians are reading the Bible. 21% of Christians said this, that reading the Bible for themselves to let it speak to their hearts was not really that important. 21% of Christians, not non-Christians, Christians. 40% of Christians today say this: the Bible, reading God's word, is important but not essential for their Christian identity. Ooh. So there's a challenge. Can you imagine? It's also got to be frustrating on God's behalf, because he wants this word of his to reach its destination. And the destination of that word is your heart. It's not a piece of paper. His word is meant to enter your heart.